private home builder sentiment in the single family market dropped 1 point in February to 36 on the NAHB index. Now, the street was actually looking for a 1 point gain. This is the second straight month of declines. The index stood at 42 in February of last year, even though mortgage rates were significantly higher last year.
So that doesn't make much sense. So you had considerably higher rates, yes, last year, and now this year, builder sentiment's down and rates are considerably down. So I'm going to explain to you guys what's going on behind the scenes here. And also, we have some breaking news from the Fed. The Fed now wants regional and community banks to kind of step up to the plate and start doing a little more mortgages. This can help homeowners, current homeowners. It's really not going to help home buyers much. But we're going to talk about all that and these things over through here, folks, in today's episode. My name is Dan Friel. I'm the host of The Rate Update, and I'm also a loan officer licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. If you need some help with a mortgage, I'll give you all my information at the end of this video. You're here for these, so let's get over to it. So this morning we had Diane Olick. She came in and said, okay, builder sentiment is way down. Well, you're thinking, okay, rates are way down from where they were. So what's hurting things? Well, check out my forecast for this year. I said two things. Where two things are affordable, you're going to have some home appreciation. That's taxes and insurance. So if you're a homeowner, you get it. But if you're a home buyer, please be careful before you go out there and buy that house and start looking at these things. Check and see what your real estate taxes are in your area, as well as the homeowner's insurance. Because if you're in Florida, some parts of California, that insurance can really push you out of range of even buying a house. So I do want to talk to homeowners right now, and this is where this comes into play. So you might be a homeowner, kind of like me right now. My rate's 2.625. I refinanced it back in 2001, so I'm kind of stuck. Okay, so you're sitting here, I'm at a 2% rate. You might have 3 or 4%. You're sitting there thinking, okay, I really don't want to move. Home prices, they're still way up there. I don't think they're going to come down, especially with all this stuff going on. So I would really love to, you know, finish a man cave in the basement. I need a new roof, and the wife wants all new appliances. I don't have the cash, and I really don't want to cash in my 2 or 3% loan. So what do you do? Well, a lot of people, they're like, okay, well, I'll get a home equity loan. Most home equity loans don't have the ability to fund as much as you need because they'll go up to like 90% of your home's value. So this is where a lot of the community and regional banks come into play, especially as us. So what we can do is we'll have more flexibility with some things if we can get some help from the Fed and the other parts of the government. But here's why this is such a big deal. The Fed came out today and says we need more help from our local banks. So here's the reason why. You go down through here and drawing on data showing that banks' share of mortgage originations declined from roughly 60% in 2008 to 35% in 2003. I can agree with them. I work at a bank, and the mortgage brokers and all these other places, that's why we're set up with over 30 different lenders. What am I talking about? Well, yeah, we're set up with over 30 lenders. I'll give you that at the end of this video. But here's the other piece of this puzzle. Shares of servicing dropped from 95% to 45%. So weren't we always afraid the big banks are getting even bigger? Well, that's what's happening in the mortgage business right now. So that's what we're seeing behind the scenes. So you're here for rates. So let's talk about rates for a second. There really wasn't much news coming out. I did my morning report. I posted that up, hopefully up through there. ADP came out with their payroll numbers. You can see that really didn't affect the markets. But what we're really waiting for is Friday's inflation numbers from the Fed. But here's what I really want to get back to. The Federal Reserve is coming in and saying, okay, we need more regional and local banks to participate. What this is going to help us with is, yeah, it's going to help more stability in the lending market. There's more competition, but right through here, especially in home equity loans and renovation programs. The reason why is when you start talking about mortgages, you're going to hear things like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and stuff like that. That's who usually has most of the mortgages. But regional banks, they usually play a huge role in these areas through here. They've been really squeezed out of the market. So if we have more regional banks and community banks coming in, we're going to have more of these and more programs for you and I to access the equity that we really like to stay in our home. Let's get over and see how the market ended today. Okay, so we had mortgage rates. They didn't move. They're flat as a pancake. But you have the indices right through here. If you had money in the market, you made money today. We got the Dow Jones all the way across to the Russell. It's in green. So that's great news there. We got the VIX. That's anxiety levels on Wall Street. It's down. That's good news there. Let's go to oil. Push our luck here. Oil is down. down. So it oiled down as well. So you, hope you watch this morning's report right up through there. Steve Leisman came in and said the CPI number came in lower than expected. And there's two reasons for it. One, energy prices. And we've been nailing it over there. And then the owner's equivalent housing rent thing he talked about. And we've been talking about that for, what, how many months now or years? So check out that video from this morning right up through there. But let's get over to, if you're a homeowner right now and you think you're stuck, you're like, okay, I need like $100,000 to fix up my house, but I don't have that much equity in my house. What if you use the after value effect? You can go all the way up to 125%. No, it's not 125% of your value. It's 125% of the value before you did all your work. So, you know, it can go up to 125%. So how much equity do you have? Or let's another way. Does this make sense based on what mortgage rate you have now? So let me do my equation. We're going to go over to here. And in my situation, my rate, it's 2.625. Yeah, it's 2.625. It really is. So we're going to say my house is worth, let's just say $600,000. And I, once I put money into my house, I'm going to put like $100,000 into it. It will probably go up by like 15%. Okay, cool. I owe, let's say, $280,000 on my home. And my current rate is 2.625. And I have about 5 years left. I don't know. I need $100,000. Okay, so I go down through here. If I get a home equity loan, it's usually prime plus something. So let's say it's prime plus 1.5, 2%. Let's say it's 9.5%. If I were to refinance and pull out cash, I got great credit. Rates right now with 20% down, everything is like 6.04. So if I'm looking to refinance, I'll probably get a rate at 6.375. And I'll probably have to go back to a 30-year term. So what should I do? You click this button. It's going to calculate right down through here saying your options, the best option you have is just use the home equity loan. But you have to use this home equity loan to get all the access to all that equity that you're hoping to get out of. Now, if you just need 10 or 20 grand, you probably have the equity in your house. And you can even use a calculator on our website through here. So if you're a homeowner, home buyer, let me give you some tools that might help you out. So if you're a homeowner right now, we've been talking to, put your mortgage information in there. This is for people that are just, they're just looking to do a rate and term refinance to drop down that rate. So let me know what rate you'd look to refinance or how much of a monthly savings would entice you to refinance. So that's what we're going to do up through there. But let's say, you know, you're looking to buy a house. We got all kinds of tools to help you out as well. So what we'd like you to do is schedule a consultation with us so we can make sure you're using the right credit score that, you know, that's required for your program, all the options available to you, and then the whys behind which program is best for you, and then give you all your options. But if you're currently a homeowner, please check out a lot of these tools that we have for you. If you're a home buyer, realtor, loan officer, check out all the tools and calculators we have that down below to help you guys succeed in this business. If you're a homeowner, home buyer, help you understand the markets a little bit more. So today we had basically the builder sentiment come in, not too good. We had interest rates considerably lower than where they were last year. We also had the Fed come out saying, regional banks, you need to be more competitive. So you're going to start seeing more and more products available to homeowners out there when it comes to home renovation loans and home equity loans. This information really didn't help home buyers today because with home builder sentiment down, it means they're not going to build as many homes. With not as many homes and you know, increased competition because rates are coming down, it's only going to make home prices stay steady at best and maybe go up in some areas. So if you're out there and need some help with a mortgage, I'd love to help you folks. My name is Dan Frio. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. My slogan here is this: one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. Why? We could see all the brokers took up all the markets. So we're doing our due diligence to help out the market. So what we're trying to do is help you be more competitive out there. So we're set up with over 30 different lenders. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to do all the hard work for you. So check out our website, check out our counseling, check out our live events that we do each week, and join. Subscribe down over there. So every time I post a video, you get an alert and you can hopefully learn a little bit more about real estate and what's happening behind the scenes with these things over through here. So thanks for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon and stay safe out there, would you? See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.